Yeah, congratulations. Obviously, last time we spoke was shortly after Bucks Outdoors.
Yeah, it was.
5:22 that time, 5:30 today.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I can't swear, so yeah, pretty psyched. there's a big long story behind all this. So I retired 7 months ago after British Nationals Outdoors. And 3 weeks ago, or 3.5 weeks ago, I sent a text message to Sweeney. Mike Sweeney, who's at the university as well, and I said, you know what, I reckon I can win Bucks. So I sent him a text message, a lot of motivation from him. He'd done a hell of a lot to help me. And we've done like a proper Rocky montage, 3 weeks of training to get into this, and I'm just so psyched that I actually managed to pull it off. I did not think I could do it. I bet my coach of €5, because that's a little team joke, that I could do it. And we did it. So he owes me €5. Scott, if you read this, owe me €5.
Well, that's an incredible story. I must admit, we weren't entirely sure whether you were going to compete today. So it was a really nice surprise to see you out there.
And yeah.
How did you stay calm? Because quite a few times it was going to sort of second and third. And we were on edge of our seats, but you seemed to hold it together every time when the pressure was on.
That's one of the things I've realised when I've done a fair amount of coaching now. I've been coaching Sweeney, helping him through. He's looking great. He can jump high soon, I think. And you realise you say things to the athletes and you should kind of reflect them onto yourself. Like I've been saying, you need to relax. So relaxation is composure. And when you're composed, you jump higher. So I've just been trying to relax, let everything go. Even getting a clap going, I get the clap going to boost my adrenaline and then I relax so that I'm not overrunning. And you saw at the end, I kind of lost it a little bit anyway and started overrunning anyway. But I was just too psyched because I couldn't believe I'd done it.
So from here then, where do you go from here? Plans to retire again?
That's the big question. At the moment, I have no plans. I'm probably going to go back into retirement, try a few other things, maybe a bit of track cycling, a bit of road cycling maybe. But I'm not looking to push any boundaries, not looking to do anything more. Maybe Bucks Outdoors, who knows?
Okay, well, whatever you do, good luck.
Thank you.
Birmingham University's first gold of the East Gateway National, so awesome. Congratulations. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you.